Where would we be if we could never change our minds? Standing firm to please the crowd, just to cover our behinds. A colony swore allegiance to the crown, but a changing circumstance forced a major turnaround. So it came to be woven deep within the big flip-flop that helped this place begin. So go ahead and change your stance like a true American. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson thought the government should stay very weak and very small, keep itself out of the way. And he thought that we should stay in the black, that we shouldn't take on debt that we couldn't soon repay. But then France offered up a deal too good to miss. A TJ could buy the Louisiana freaking purchase. Come on. You know you put your stance aside for huge tracts of land like this. Here we go. Lincoln said that he would not mess with the South throughout all of his campaigns. That's what came out of his mouth. And he said that the slaves could not be free, that the races weren't the same, there'd be no equality. Well, that all changed when Dixie tried to split. You know that Honest Davy was having none of it. And he changed his mind on some pretty important stuff. Now Franklin Roosevelt said he would never go to war. Woodrow Wilson said the same thing 20 years before. Well, where would we be if we could never change our minds? Standing firm to please the crowd, just to cover our behinds. If those two stuck to what they had decreed, their vice be like Dick for the Jetzt, singing auf Deutsch dieses Lied. Yeah!
Thank you very much. I'd been threatening to write a ska song for the show.